Kings chapter 2, verse 9. Verse 9 reads this way. And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you? Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit, not anointing, your spirit be upon me. So he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. Then it happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried out, my father, the chariots of Israel and his horsemen. So he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes, and he tore them into two pieces. He also took up the mantle, the garment that Elijah had worn, that had fallen from him, and he went back, and he stood by the bank of the Jordan. Verse 14, then he took the mantle of Elijah, of his father, that had fallen from him, and struck the water, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you for the word of the Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in and through this season of our lives. We thank you, God, that we're gathered together not only to celebrate me, but to celebrate you. And because we're celebrating you first and we prioritize you first, Father, you will get the glory out of everything that we do. We dare not go any further in this time of faith without you. There's so many things that you want to release into our lives. God, there's so much territory you want to give us. There's so many victories you want to give us. And because of faith, because you're stirring our faith, those victories are obtainable. They will be obtained. We will walk in supernatural victory. And if you believe that prayer, I want you to shout as loud as you can, amen. Yeah. You can take your seats in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to take a few minutes here to just elaborate on the word of the Lord. We also thank God for Pastor Eric Harris being here. Where are you, Pastor Harris? Where are you at? Where is he at? Is he waving? Oh, there he is. There he is. I see you now. I see you now. I see Ed coming in and Miss V coming in as well. Thank God for you being here. I know you were trying to outdress me, but Sasha kind of hooked me up today. Yeah. But in this portion of scripture, I have been really researching and trying to find answers for many, many years. My title today is The Spirit of Faith and Its Results. The Spirit of Faith and Its Results. So for many, many years, because I didn't start with a lot of what was considered opportunity. Many ministers who are doing well and they've accomplished a whole lot, they possibly had a couple of generations of preachers and ministers before them. So they had people who could help walk them through certain dilemmas and certain challenges that they were going through in life. And so it helped them to be catapulted into a greater success at an earlier point in time in their lives. So for me, my grandmother was a preacher. My eldest brother, who was also a minister and a pastor, but they never seen anything like what I am in right now. They never seen this. So they couldn't help me, but for so far in my prayer life, in my relationship with Jesus Christ, my faithfulness to God, they could help me in those areas. But for what I'm doing now, they could not help me. Well, here it is that you have Elisha, who is plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. And he's with the 12th one, and he knows that there's something greater in his life than what he's doing. But what he needs is somebody to help him pivot into moving into that which God has for him, which is more. Somebody shout more. So as he's standing there, then here comes Elijah by, and he drops his mantle, exposes him to something greater. And then he rearranges, he pivots, he rearranges everything that he's doing simply because he's been exposed to something that will lead into the destiny that God has for him. So it takes faith for him to walk away from what was normal and to step over into what leads to destiny. So he starts to pursue Elijah. And as he's pursuing Elijah, Elijah keeps telling him, just hang back. I mean, I'm going to the next place. You don't have to follow me. But he's persistent about following him because he understands there's something in him that leads me to my destiny. And he believes if I keep following, even in my most inconvenient moments, I will reach my destiny because I'm following that one that has something in him that belongs to me. So he uses his faith. He uses his faith to follow. He says to him, because he followed for such a length of time, he gets the opportunity to ask. And when he gets the opportunity to ask, he asks for something that's most unusual. He said, I want a double portion of your spirit. I asked for the most unusual thing for the birthday celebration today. I just wanted 100 men in suits. I didn't ask for an offering. I didn't ask God to buy me a car. I didn't ask God. I just wanted to see 100 men dressed in suits. That's what I wanted for my celebration today. I believe God honored that. I believe God honored that. Can I get 100 men to stand up and give God praise? So he's saying he's watched Elijah long enough to see the accomplishments of Elijah. He said, man, I heard about you that you call fire down from heaven. And none of those things could happen without you believing in a God that I want to know. I also heard that you prayed and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. I need that type of faith that I would speak to the atmosphere and the rain won't rain for 3.5 years. I need that type of faith. I need the spirit of faith that's on you, that when it's time for the rain, I'll go tell the king, you go eat and drink because of an abundance of rain is coming, and I want you to be prepared so it doesn't stop you. So I'm going to tell you it's going to rain and there's no clouds in the sky. I'm going to tell you something great is coming. You can't see any signs of it. He said, I need that type of spirit of faith on me to talk about things that no one sees in the climate, because I've seen the productivity in your life and I know it's not normal. It has to be a spirit on you. So he discerns that there's a certain spirit on him, because we can say it's faith. But if we say it's faith, faith comes and goes. You know that for yourself. But a spirit on you. And I realized that I heard about it. I realized that you were on the run. And it got to the point to where you felt suicidal. And you had enough faith that God would meet you in a cave and start talking to you. It's not that you didn't go through hard times. And I also heard that you were about to starve and dehydrate. And the Lord told you to take a nap. And then he sent you water and he sent you a cake that was baked on the rocks. I heard about that. And then the Lord told you, now it's going to be about 40 days before you get a meal again, because you're going to go to Zarephath, where I have preserved a widow woman to feed you. You believe me enough, you believe God enough, that you went 40 days and went to a widow's house that was in poverty and believed for a meal. I need to know that type of spirit of faith so I can finish my journey, not just start my journey. See, some of y'all don't know what to ask for. You know, if you're not going anywhere, you don't ask for the faith that's on your leader. But if you know you're going somewhere, it's going to take the faith of one that came before you that you get a chance to glean from. I heard about it. I seen it. I watched. I noticed some things that I didn't notice in my own bloodline. We have a tendency to think that Elisha is Elisha Jr. He's not Jr. They're not even related. They're not even related. Good to see you, Bishop Scott, back there. They're not even related, but what connects them is Elisha has a desire for the spirit of faith. Somebody say spirit of faith. He has a desire for the spirit of faith that's upon him. So when you want to do good things and great things, you got to look at somebody that's doing it, because they didn't get there hoping and a praying. They got there believing that they will receive. That's how they got there. So he said, I recognize what's on you. Not only do I want a portion of what's on you, I want a double portion. So I'm going to become your son, because I know sons get a double portion. I'm not becoming a son just to say you my daddy. I'm becoming a son because I want double what's on you on my life. That's the reason I'm becoming a son. It's not because I carry a bastard spirit. It's the fact of the matter, I see you doing something and I want to do double what you're doing. So he has the faith. Some people don't even have enough faith to ask. You can tell he's now gaining faith because he's seen faith in his leader. I've had the privilege to be with some great, great leaders. Still on a call on Thursday night. We should have been celebrating. I said, change the dinner, change the entertainment you have for me, because on Thursday night, I'm going to be on the call with my leader. So my wife and my daughter changed the arrangements, because I wanted to be on a call, because I needed to know what my destiny is attached to. Let me just help y'all. Some of your destinies are too great for you to be hanging with some of the phony people you're hanging with. So you have to get around somebody. You see faith at work. Just the other day, the staff, and they put some things together, and what they've done, they had pictures of our first building, second building, third building, and then this building. But the pictures, when I looked at them, they were in black and white. When I looked at them, it reminded me that it took faith to go from there to there. And it took faith to go from there to there. And it took faith to go from there to here. So I can see in the journey. I can see in the journey. Pay attention to the journey, because certain people don't go to certain places without believing. And that even crosses over into the world. The difference between a successful businessman and a non-successful businessman, one believes that he can accomplish something that the other one doesn't believe he can accomplish. So when you get exposed, Elisha said, I'm following you. I need this exposure. I need this exposure because I feel something down in me. Anybody ever felt something down in you? You were doing what you needed to do, but it's not what you called to do. You ever found something? You got your paycheck and you're even on vacation, but you're not satisfied because there's something down in the inside of you that says there's something greater that God has for you. You ever been around? See, that hunger on the inside of you will cause you to search for things that other people don't search for. But when you get in the presence of it, you will recognize it. And when you recognize it, they may say, tell you, don't worry about it. You don't need to follow me. But you can't stop following. Why? Because what's on the inside of them done something on the inside of you. And as long as they're operating in faith, it attracts you. Let me just break something down for you. Let me just break something down. Every female that's attracted to the faith that's in me don't want to sleep with me. Can I get a wild woman in the house? They just say, I want your faith. I don't want to sleep. I want your faith. And there are some men who meet me at the 50 and say, I'm going to get your faith. I'm going to get you. You tell me to put on a tie, put on a tie. You tell me to put on a suit, I'll put on a suit. But I want your faith, because something great is on the inside of me and I got to get it out. You can't tell me that I'm going to do little when I saw my mentors do great. How are you going to put limits on me when I've already been exposed to something greater than the way I was raised? Now that I've been exposed, you should have stopped my exposure. But since you couldn't stop my exposure, you can't cancel my faith. So he follows him around, he gets exposed. When he gets exposed, he said, I can't turn this off. So he keeps on following. And then you got these people in their ear. You got these prophets at Jericho. You got these prophets at Gilgal. You got all these prophets that are talking, but no, you're a false prophet. I'm not going to stop following something that he has. I'm going to get it. I don't care. I'll cancel my dinner on my birthday. I got to get something. I'm after something. Any of y'all ever been after something? The birthday didn't matter. You even blew the candles out before they were lit so that you could get what you needed to get. I know. We could have done the celebration the entire time, but some of y'all came after something. Some of y'all believed that something I was going to say today was going to catapult you over into your destiny. And some of y'all said, I may be older than you, but you got something I need. I need that kind of faith because I need to redeem some time. And you need faith to redeem the time. This goes just a little bit further. Just a little bit further. I'm going to take it. Let's go to Matthew 21. Matthew 21. See, when you're believing for something and your dreams are big, you got to get around something big. When you got big dreams, you don't get in a small aquarium. Matthew 21, verse 21 and verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and not doubt, you will not only do what was done to this fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, it will be done. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. They were with him and they were exposed. So he explained to them, listen here, guys. If you have faith and you believe, not only will you see what happened to this fig tree, that mountain in your life, that thing that's blocking your view, that thing that's between you and where you're trying to go, you can say to that mountain, if you believe. Verse 22, and whatever thing you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive it. Somebody just made a decision. I'm going to start praying now. Because the Bible said, whatever you ask in prayer, and if while you're praying, you're believing, the Bible said, you shall receive it. So because of what I'm around, what I'm exposed to, I have to make sure while I'm praying, I'm in faith. Because you can be praying and be in doubt. So now I got to line my prayer life and my faith up together. And if they ever collide together at the same time and you open up your mouth and you ask, I promise you, something's going to happen. Touch your neighbor, tell them something's going to happen. See, you got to understand Elisha. Elisha wasn't just asking. He was asking in faith. You know, Elijah said, you asked a hard thing. But he was asking in faith. And when he asked in faith, even though it was a hard thing, he asked in faith and it had to come to pass. It doesn't matter how difficult it is. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I want to ask you a question. You should know the answer if you're born again. Is there anything? Because nobody could have snatched you out of hell like the Lord snatched you out of hell. Brought you off the streets. Nobody could. Is anything too hard? You are up in here. So you can't say it's too hard for God. And you think all he can do is save you? Okay. How do you believe like that? It rains on the just and on the unjust. How do you make it through that storm? I feel like the storm is going to take me out. Well, if the storm didn't take me out, how can you have the same faith and it take you out? I perceive that God has no respect of person. If it couldn't stop me, then it can't stop you. Okay. Stay with me. Let me give you a few points. Those who came before us exercised faith to achieve great results. You can always look at those who came before you. They exercised faith. They exercised their belief system. And they saw results. So Elisha is looking at Elijah. And he reads his resume. And he sees his results. Everything that he knows about Elijah, he got results. It wasn't that every day was perfect. He always overcame. Some of y'all believe that faith is never having a challenging situation. Faith is saying to your challenging situation, you're temporary. Some of y'all need to open up your mouth and tell whatever thing that you're facing right now. You need to tell it that it's temporary. Financial challenges are temporary. Marital crisis, it's temporary. Just tell somebody I'm going to get results. God's way of doubling your faith is by following the previous example of faith. So, not only do I have my faith, I have his faith. So if you try to stop me on my level, and I have his level of faith. Let me help some of y'all. The enemy that came after you yesterday don't know the level of faith you're operating in today. The conspiracy that came after you back then doesn't know that you've gotten an upgrade. I was praying, God, allow faith to be released into this place, especially over at least 100 men. God's way of doubling your faith is by following the previous example of faith. Elisha sees the example. He sees the results that are gotten. And when he sees the results that are gotten, he says, I want to double that. I don't want your stuff. I want a double portion of your faith. See, many people think I want stuff. No, you don't want my stuff. It's my stuff. You want my faith. Because my faith that got me my stuff will get you more than what it's gotten me. What you don't understand, that when you get around really righteous leadership, God called, God fearing leadership, they know if you plug in, you get double what they have. How can we attack your success when the Bible said you can qualify for double what we're doing? Study your Bible. Elisha done double the miracles of Elijah. I look at you to see if I got the real stuff. If you that far behind me, something's wrong. I look at my leader, and if I haven't achieved at least what he has, I got to keep plowing. They want me to settle down. How can I settle down? If he shook Atlanta, how can I settle down? Get ready, Birmingham. I know we're close to done. Over these next 3 years, we're going to rock this city and step over into Atlanta and say, here we are. You can't tell me we can't do it. My Father has already done it. And if I connect it and I follow correctly, you can't deprive me of what my Father operated in. Be it unto me according to my faith. I dare you to say it with me. Be it unto me according to my faith. Something good's about to hit your section. Woo! Listen to this. Because many of y'all don't ask anymore. Some of y'all been so intimidated by stuff around you, you don't even ask anymore. When you get in a climate like this, you start asking God for things that you couldn't get where the power was out. Never underestimate the power of asking in faith. Never underestimate the power of asking in faith. Never underestimate. I don't know if you can do it. You underestimated him. Are you talking crazy? No, you underestimated him. When you're really in it, you don't sound like everybody else. God will shift your language. You'll speak things that be not as though they were. You'll shout before the battle is over. You start moving in ways that they don't understand. Let me tell you when this building was paid off, when we moved in. With me and my faith, it was paid off. I chose in my faith to believe that we would never go through foreclosure. Don't start believing that your marriage will survive when you're down in counseling. Start believing when you're walking down the aisle, my marriage will survive. There are going to be storms. I said there are going to be storms, but you gotta see success even before you go through the fire. You might as well hang it up. I've already told me I'm gonna make it through this. I've already told me and me had a conversation, and I told me, you are not giving up. You get yourself together. You think I talk bold to you? You ought to hear my conversations with me. I tell me, get yourself together. You're not having no pity party. You got thousands and thousands of people depending on your leadership. You don't get the opportunity to lay in a bed depressed. Yeah, when it gets funny, switch up. I have enough faith to know that I gonna need a reserve. I have enough faith to know that my tire blows out, I got another one in the trunk, baby. I shall reach my destination. They thought you would never come back. They thought you would never rise to the surface again. They thought you would never speak again, but the devil is a liar. While you were underneath the soil, there was germination taking place. And you were gonna come out in another form. I came to tell you, while we're celebrating, we're gonna come out in another form by the end of this year. That's why we came together. By the end of this year, we brought everybody together. By the end of this year, we're gonna come out in another form. Look. in faith, we should experience double the results of our mentor by asking. I'm only a commercial of your possibilities. I can never be a commercial of your harvest. Your harvest is greater than me. Can I have my mic back if we're good now? Pastor Davis, he got jealous of me, so I had to move. No. What devil you been talking to? That's why I get excited when people in the audience start thriving. That's why I want to know your testimony, because you made it through the test. That's a sign to me you caught it. I want to know in this place today, how many of you going to catch this? Because if you catch it, whatever you were dealing with before you left home, it's going to be gone by the time you get back to your house. I can't have double, and I was that faithful. The devil of a God is a liar. Meaning the devil has tricked me. Because I believe the word of God. And if I believe the word of God, and you told me that's why I serve so well, that's why I drove books to Atlanta on a Saturday evening, inconvenienced myself, and now you're going to tell me all I can have is one location, the devil is a lie. There's no way you're going to show faithfulness to that God sent without God multiplying and increasing your life in ways that you never could have believed before. Somebody shout more. Somebody shout double. Somebody shout, I want it, and I want it now. Bishop Gary, I wasn't being faithful just because I'm stupid. I was being faithful because I got wisdom, and I understand if I want to get double, I have to be faithful in order to get double. I believe. No one's going to be able to kill my faith. Nobody's going to be able to change my belief system. I just believe. I'm fully persuaded. I'm totally convinced. Not when God does it. I'm totally convinced when there is no signs of pregnancy in Sarah Abraham. I am still fully persuaded. He's old now. All possibilities are gone. But I'm still fully persuaded. You said it can't happen. But I'm still fully persuaded. All the news medias are talking about me. But I'm still fully persuaded. Things walked away from me. I had to send the child that I wanted away, but I'm still fully persuaded. Ishmael will not have relationship with the son of promise, but I'm still fully persuaded. What you had and you realize it wasn't it, don't let your faith be canceled. God still got something up his sleeve for you. I said, God still got something up his sleeve for you. You gotta, God still got something up his sleeve for you. And I want your stuff. I want your faith. And I'm an addict, I want double. Since I know how to ask. Some of y'all gonna have to work on your asking. You don't know what to ask for. Now, yeah, I want to be kind. You know, you got to be content. Well, you go ahead and be content. I want it all. Everything that God placed in me to believe for, I want every bit of it. I am not selfish. I feed people. I help people. I supply people. So I want my supply. Just a few more minutes. Y'all still with me? Let me go back to Hebrews 13, verse 7 and 8. And then I'm going to read my final point. Something's about to happen for y'all. You're not even going to try. You're going to stumble over into some stuff. You know, you said, the old preacher now over there at Refresh, he said something was going to happen. I wasn't even conscious of the fact that I was believing. I want to get to your subconscious mind. I want to stimulate your subconscious mind. I want to get behind all the hurt, the pain, the discouragement of your past. I want to start dealing with that part of you that's fighting God. And I want to turn it. And I'm here this day, not just for my birthday celebration, but to turn your doubt into faith. Hebrews 13, verse 7. And this is for those who have alienated yourself away from those who God gave you as an example. So remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith you do what? Follow. Consider the outcome of their conduct. Ain't nothing gonna change about this system. Verse 8, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, already settled. He said, I place something in your leader. And he said, if you follow it and you see the outcome, I was born and raised in a trailer. There were times I came home from school and the power was turned off. During the winter, we heated water on the stove. The hot water pump never worked properly. My mom didn't talk about poverty. As an adult, I realized I was raised in poverty. But my faith said bye-bye to poverty. So it doesn't matter how you were raised. When you get hooked up, you'll go up. I came to talk to everybody who had a humble beginning. God's about to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? I said, won't he do it? Won't he turn it around? Won't he shift it on your behalf? Won't he do it? You're trying to come up with another formula. If I've been mixing stuff that long and it hasn't worked, I'll use the formula that I've been introduced to. You can change the clothing, the hairstyle, but you can't change the method. Listen to this. There is one formula for results. Ask in faith, believe, and receive. See, nobody should. That's too simple. That's too simple. That's your problem. You made it too complicated. Now your money can't find you. You made it too complicated. Now your blessings can't find you. You made it too complicated. Now your increase can't find you. You made it so complicated. But they got to do this and they got to do that. And the only thing that hinders you from having is you, like Naaman told, you should have waved your hands on me. He said, no, go dip yourself in the Jordan 7 times. We'll have it. This is one of 7 services. By the time we get ready to cross over in 2024, everything that was leprous, everything that represented your past, everything that represented losing, it's over. I said it's over. I said it's over. I said it's over. The spirit of my daddy was saying, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch, 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 watch. Slap your neighbor, high five, tell him, watch this.
you that get an audience to bless you. Going right back into the praise. Let me tell you why y'all, some of you hadn't gotten it yet. Your audience wasn't big enough. Now that your audience, your followers, can see the Lord bless you, this is the time. Once David had an audience, he danced his way into the city of David, but he needed an audience. Now that you have an audience, you better give God the praise.
Hey, if you're ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our five goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.